T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 The Ticket, Jamie and Stoney, and we are pleased and honored to be joined by Adam Carolla. He will be in Royal Oak Friday night, May 18th, this Friday night, 8 o'clock, the Adam Carolla Not Taco Bell Material Tour, and he joins us here on 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, Adam, how you doing, man?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
We're happy to have you. Now, I am a podcast listener. I like listening to your podcast a lot. I'm a big fan of the Bill Simmons podcast, which I know you've been on before. And so I know that you are a fan of sports gambling, which is now legal in America. At least the Supreme Court has deemed it unconstitutional. What does this mean in your life?
Well, it'll be bigger than gay marriage for me.
Okay.
Personally.
Yeah.
Me too.
Ditto.
I mean, I married my life partner in Hawaii many years ago, so it didn't affect me. But I'm happy for all my brethren.
Yeah.
But so now a bigger impact than gay marriage for me. And, you know, look, it'll be one of the many, many things that, you know, like two drinking fountains, one for white America, one for black America. It'll be one of those things where we're trying to explain to people years from now why this was illegal, you know, why horse, you know, we could have horse racing in California, but we couldn't have dog racing, but we could have the lottery, but we couldn't have blackjack, but we could have poker, but not only if you played the person next to you, not if you played the house. Like, it's an insane thought that good luck trying to explain to people in the future, right?
So right.
Now we just make everything legal, and ultimately, it's a good thing because I don't want laws to prevent me, or as far as your citizens go, you shouldn't want laws to prevent you from gambling or killing your neighbor. You should just not kill your neighbor, and you should not gamble your house away. That you have to leave it up to us.
Right.
You can't legislate it. I gamble once a year on the Super Bowl and maybe another couple times a year on a UFC fight, and that's it. But if I gambled every day, I would be calling you from a debtor's prison.
But, you know, what's interesting is just in reading about this stuff, that the players and the leagues, they're going to want a cut of this, and that's where it's going to get sticky a little bit.
Yeah, it's funny. Money cannot change hands. The ultimate people that want their cut is the government, right? Like the ultimate, I live in California, so it's like pot's illegal because it's evil. It's like, well, but if we made it legal, we could get $2 billion a year in taxes. Oh, okay. Let's make it legal. Like the government is the first people to get the big, and they get the biggest cut of everything, and then everyone wants to know, why is money changing hands and none of it stopping in my wallet? So I get it. I had a funny conversation with my son about gambling yesterday. He's playing a flag football game yesterday, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I say to him, who are you playing? I said, the team's undefeated. They're 5-0. I said, what are you guys? He said, we're 1-4. I said, he's 11. I said, what's the spread on the game? He said 4 points. I said, 4 points? I'll take that action. We got an undefeated team against a 1-4 team. He said, okay, I'll give you the action, but he raised it to 5.5. So I said, all right, I'll take the action at 10 bucks at 5.5. And then I said, what's the over-under? And he said, what's an over-under? And I said, it's the combined points for the game. And he said, he looked at me he got kind of serious. He said, hey, I don't want to bet on that. Like, he was like Pete Rose saying, like, I don't bet on my own team to win, because he could control the over-under with a couple of bad penalties and an offside and a drop ball, right?
Yeah.
So I set the over-under at 38 just for fun. The score was 26-12.
Wow.
So it was 38, dead nuts on, and my boy got crushed, by the way, and he had to pay me $10.
So did you collect the money, like, walking off the field? I mean, I'm trying to picture this. Nice game, Sonny, but here.
Pay up.
I literally brought his $10 and my $10
to the game,
to the field.
Yeah.
And here's a sad testimonial as a parent. My son's team got the ball and in unexpected fashion drove their first drive right down the field to the goal line. And I was like, oh no, they're going to score first. And threw a pick six on the 1 yard line. The guy took it to the house and I was cheering the entire time.
It's a good thing you didn't have a prop bet on who's going to score first. Now you're here Friday night, which is actually good because I don't believe there's an NBA game
there's not an NBA game Friday.
So you have
night.
No competition. The Tigers are on the West Coast. So people with no excuse to show up and come to your show. I wonder what your feelings are on the NBA playoffs.
I love the NBA. I love the playoffs, and I love the championship, and I love the NBA because it's sort of the best athletes in the world on display, which I think is like one of the most attractive things about sports. So for the reason I love the NBA is the reason I hate DJ Khaled, because he just points at people and goes, yeah. And then everyone else does all the singing. And I hate any rapper who doesn't actually sing and they just kind of point at other people or steal other people's tracks or whatever it is. Like whatever it is I think I could do or I could teach someone else to do, I'm not into it.
Yeah.
So I think that
we all could be like Pitbull then, right?
We could all be Pitbull. Look, can you undo a bow tie? Yes. Can you point at a ceiling? Yes. Can you say something positive about the city of Miami? Yes. Then you're in.
Then you're in.
You can do it. Can you do what LeBron James or Steph Curry does? Probably not. Well, then you can't do that.
So, Adam, from listening to you over the years, I know you're a big sports fan, and you know Stoney and I do a sports show here on 97.1 The Ticket, and I know you have a lot of theories about sports, including the one I've heard Simmons mention a lot, where you believe the goalposts in football should go up to basically infinity, because that way you would never have a question as to whether the ball hit the upright or not. Do you have a pet, a favorite? Like, what's your sports theory that you just don't understand why it's not enacted or a rule or something, or is it the goalpost theory?
I have many. I've been screaming about the goalposts for years, and they did finally raise it. Now they need to raise college because the ball is going over it.
Yeah.
My main beef with when I do have that discussion with Simmons, every time I would say in the past, let's raise the goalposts so we can tell if the ball would have hit the goalposts or gone in or go out. He would always say, ace. Let's put a little chip in the ball, and then it'd have a sensor on it, and then we could tell. And I would say, yeah, but if it has a little sensor on the ball, how can we tell if it would have went in or out? I mean, we could say if it went over the goalpost or would have hit the goalpost.
Right, but could have bounced in,
Yeah, the most exciting play in football is when it clanks the goalpost and caroms in or caroms out.
The old doink, yeah.
Right, and then the next person says, what if we put a bar across the top and you had to kick it through a square? And then I yell, or we could raise the goalpost 6 feet and we wouldn't have to deal with this. So it's more people's approach to the fix. The fix is some thin wall steel and a guy who knows how to use a heliarc, and he just welds it up there another 6 foot, and then we eliminate this problem.
Right, right. Okay. That makes sense. Do you have any other ones you've been working on, or is that your big one?
The one, my latest sports thought is T-ball shouldn't be a sport.
I agree.
We drag our 3- and 4-year-olds to play a game called T-ball. And my kid, when he was 5, he played T-ball. And it's like, why is he playing T-ball? Well, because at that age, they're not coordinated enough to hit the pitch. And I'm like, well, isn't that 80% of baseball? And by the way, if they're not coordinated enough to hit a baseball, then maybe they shouldn't be playing baseball. Like, they're not playing water polo. Why not? Because they can't swim. Okay, well, let's not put them out there on bar stools. They can't swim. Like, maybe they shouldn't play water polo until they're old enough to swim. Like,
yeah.
I believe their sports, you know, I don't want him doing mixed martial arts when he's four. So, like, how about we just give baseball a rest until they can hit a baseball?
Yeah, until they're eight or something. I agree.
Actually, my kids' T-ball league, they did, even if they got an out, like, let's say Johnny hit the ball to first base, the first baseman picked up the ball, stepped on first, they still let the kid be on first because they didn't want him to feel bad. So they let him. Oh, I was like, that's this. Then they're doing nothing.
Right. So who would love to watch a baseball game with no pitching and no rules? The answer is nobody.
Yeah. And kids eating dirt in the infield, too.
Adam right. Carolla joining us on the Troy Laser Hotline. He will be at the Royal Oak Music Theater Friday night, this Friday night, with the Not Taco Bell material. Adam, great talking to you. Thanks so much for the
time.
Thank
you very much.
Yeah, have a great time in
Thanks
Detroit.
Thanks for having me, guys.
All right, thank
Appreciate
you. Adam Carolla joining us here, 97.1 The Ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.